with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The CIA and Department of Justice have declassified new documents related to the Russian collusion hoax and sent the material to the Senate Judiciary Committee. Bob Agnew reports.
Attorney General Pam Bondi said in a statement the DOJ provided Committee Chairman Senator Chuck Grassley with previously classified information relating to what she called Special Counsel Durham's investigation into possible coordination between the Clinton campaign and the Obama administration to interfere with the 2016 presidential election. The CIA wrote on its X account that the disclosure, quote, further advances President Trump's directive for maximum transparency. Bob Agnew reporting.
The Department of Transportation releases a long secret list of its most overdue and over-budget projects, revealing billions of dollars in taxpayer money committed to projects that can't seem to get across the finish line. Bernie Bennett reports.
The list includes an interstate redesign in Columbus, Ohio, which is running nearly 20 years behind schedule and double the initial costs, and California's much-maligned high-speed rail, which costs have tripled. Those and 13 other projects account for more than $12 billion in federal taxpayer money committed to assist state and local officials who struggle to complete the improvements. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy provided the list to Congress, and Iowa Republican Senator Joni Ernst made it public Wednesday. She said she wants to expose some of the biggest black eyes for central planners in government. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Long-standing concerns about military helicopters flying in crowded airspace and worries over short staffing among federal aviation workers have emerged as key factors in investigators' inquiry into the fatal mid-air crash between an Army helicopter and a commercial airliner earlier this year. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 330 points, the Nasdaq dropping 7. This is SRN News. Missouri takes on Planned Parenthood.
State Attorney General Andrew Bailey is suing the nation's largest abortion business, accusing it of spreading disinformation about the abortion pill. Bailey says, quote, the facts are clear. More than 4.5% of women who take this dangerous drug end up in the emergency room. Yet Planned Parenthood compares it to Tylenol. This is a blatant violation of Missouri law. The lawsuit seeks several million dollars in damages. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Legal groups are suing the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, claiming it is unlawfully refusing to enforce federal workplace protections for transgender workers. Led by Acting Chair Andrea Lucas, the federal agency charged with enforcing laws against workplace discrimination has moved swiftly to comply with President Trump's executive order to get the government out of the business of promoting transgenderism. This is SRN News. Correspondent Alex Vega reports on this week's mortgage rates.
Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year mortgage slipped to 6.72% this week. The average rate is now back to where it was 3 weeks ago. Rates on 15-year fixed mortgages, popular with homeowners seeking to refinance, also eased. Despite the recent pullback, mortgage rates remain elevated and not far from their high of around 7% earlier this year. That's helped keep the housing market in a sales slump, even as home prices keep climbing. I'm Alex Vega.
A Florida medical examiner's report says Hulk Hogan's death last week was caused by a heart attack. The report says Hogan, whose real name was Terry Bollea, also had leukemia and atrial fibrillation, and the cause of death was natural. Flags on official buildings in the state will be flown at half staff on Friday to honor him, as Governor Ron DeSantis declared it Hulk Hogan Day. More details at srnnews.com.